The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi, Kevin. It's funny, this conference call I thought was like the most modern advanced system on Earth, but now everything is Zooming. It's all the Zoom now. I guess the need of connecting Shiurim during this time has made the Zoom very popular. So like, maybe we could set that up for next time. Like, I don't know how to do it, but we could maybe set it up. Okay, let's learn. You have to mute your phones, because I hear something. Okay, we're on page Resh Tesavav. On the bottom of Resh Tesavav, we're talking about Shikha. One of the manifestations, one of the midas of Afar, from the Yisod of Afar, is forgetting Shikha. We were talking about that, the Luchos and Shikha Satira, and we're going to talk more now about Shikha Satira. The problem of two different ways of forgetting Torah that comes from the Yisod of Afar. So on the bottom page, Reish Tesavav, V'hinei Amru Chazal, Tana Rabbanik Shenech Nesu Rabbi Senelik, everybody knows the Gemara, the Chachamim were gathered together. It was a terrible time of the Churban. Gathered together in Keren B'Yavne, and they said, "I see the Torah should destakech from Yisrael." It seemed to them that the Torah was going to be forgotten by Klal Yisrael. "I see the Torah should destakech from Yisrael." Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Chai got up and he said, "Chas v'shalom, should destakech will be forgotten." Shinema ki lois yishakach mi pizar. Ki lois yishakach mi pizar. The Torah will never be forgotten from the Jewish people. Halamani mekayim. So then, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk yishaitu to levakesh is dvar Hashem v'lo yimtzu? What does it mean when it says that before Mashiach comes, Jews are going to be wandering around looking for the dvar Hashem, looking for Torah, and they're not going to be able to find Torah? What does that mean? It sounds like the Torah is going to be forgotten. So the answer is no. It doesn't mean that we're going to completely forget Torah. We're not going to be able to find clear halacha and clear learning. There's going to be confusion in our learning. There's going to be a lack of clarity in our learning. Not being able to derive from our learning the clear halachic principles and dinim and so on. This is explained at great length in many sefarim what it means, but we're not talking about a complete loss of memory. We're talking about a type of shikha, a type of forgetting, where things are no longer clear the way they used to be. It's a madrega of shikha also. Nimtzeh shnechlechu chacham Rashbi, eizah shikha amur liyesh b'tayra. So it comes out that the machlokes between the chacham and Rabbi Shimon. But what kind of shikha of Torah, what kind of shikha chasatar is going to be before Mashiach comes? Im shikha kipshutai. Shikha kipshut means that chunks, big chunks of learning of Torah, of halacha, are going to be mamish, just forgotten. Going to go blank. Forgotten, gone. Or shall you divrei Torah mitzuyim b'makom echad? Or the problem is going to be that we're going to be draying around. You'll find one person knows how to learn the keys, one person be'in, one person halacha, one person machshava, one person kabbalah. Everything's going to be broken into pieces and fragmented. And as a result of that, we don't have one holistic, organic, clear picture of what the Torah is or what the Ratzon Hashem is. So the Chachamim were afraid of the complete loss of memory. Total amnesia. Loss of memory. And Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hashem said that'll never happen. But there'll be confusion. There'll be a lack of clarity. We're going to have to look and search and go from one to another and so on. Since we have a klal, you know, like it's that both these and those are the words of the living God. So, means that in our lives we have both. There is complete, there is a complete loss of memory, but there are pockets, pieces that are missing. Shichas Torah that's gone. And there's also the confusion. So Mehechan Ba Shichas HaTorah Shal Yiv Divrei Torah Metzuyim B'Mokem Nechon. From where does it come? Similarly, Lahavi Mehechan Ba Shichas HaTorah Lagamrei. What's this meaning of complete loss of memory? And what's this meaning of confusion? Shichas HaTorah Lagamrei, that a person forgets, we learned last week, that as a result of the Shvi'as Aluchos, we would forget our learning. When we came to Har Sinai, we were elevated to a place of remembering everything. And as a result of the Chet Egel, the Shvi'as Aluchos, so then Torah would be forgotten. So, Shichas HaTorah Lagamrei, this Indian that a Jew forgets his learning, and that the Jewish people forget pieces of Torah of learning. It's in general, there's a terrible klala of forgetting. So one can forget where he put his keys. One can forget even where he parked his car. And you could forget even, lo aleinu, a person has dementia, Alzheimer's, can forget even his own name or somebody else's name. It's like anything else that's forgotten in the world. And kechol sha'adar is yardim, yardim yoysel yisayta ofa. And as we get further from Har Sinai, we descend deeper and deeper into the yisod of dirt, of ofa. And this is the cause of yiridus hadaris kedua, that much Torah has been forgotten over time. And as the Rambam explains and others, that because of the tzaras of galus, it's very hard to be on top of your game when the pogroms and the holocausts and all kinds of tzaras. So as a result of that, as you read this Adaris, there's much Torah that has been lost over time. In Yonish Yardim La'ofer Yosef Yosef, as we get deeper and deeper into the dirt of Galus over time. Yashpilena Ad Ofer Misham Asim Ligal. Chazal say that we're going to be lowered mamish into the dirt, and from there we're going to have the redemption. Loshna Gemara. Mitzad Kach Asida Torah Shetestakech Misrael Gamay. So because of this, There are going to be empty spaces in our Torah. There's going to be Torah that's forgotten. Mamash forgotten. Zu hagdara achas shel shikha. This is one definition of shikha. Hagdara hashniya shel shikha kayemes ka'omer yisod haruach. There's a second hagdara of shikha that is really coming from the yisod of ruach. That's the confusion. Mitzad kach oimer Rashbi, chas v'sholom shetestak haTorah miYisrael gam b'dor ha'achron tiyeh zechira ki haTorah keremes b'peh. Rabbi Shimon says that no, all of Torah is going to be available. We're not going to lose the Torah. But what's going to happen is shlayim su halacha brura mishnah brura b'makom echad. Hadvarim yu me'uravim. There will be confusion. The Torah will be intact, but it will be all over, like the wind that blows the dust. So this comes from the yisod of ruach. Complete forgetting comes from ofer. Confusion comes from ruach. Zuy shikcha mivchazes adavi hatarishi mitzad haruach. Yesh shikcha shechala mitzad yisod ofer. There's a type of forgetting that comes from the Yisod of Ofer. Kishem, Yisod of Ofer, Gzeira Alameish Yistakech Malay. The same way we learned last week, that one of the outcomes, consequences of the forgetting of Ofer is that the Meisis, Yistakech Malay, that a person forgets the individual who died. Which doesn't mean you don't remember the person, but it means it's not it means that you can move on with your life and you're not going crazy. But however, when it comes to Ruchi Asher Alecha, the Ruach of Torah, what the Torah wants of a Jew, and the essence of Torah, that can never be completely forgotten. That's what Rabbi Shimon was saying. that the Torah cannot be forgotten. Sham chalu hashitcha kadosh shana baruch. So there, when it comes to the essence of Yiddishkeit, what Yiddishkeit is in the ruach of Torah, there cannot be a complete loss of memory, but there can be terrible confusion. And there is terrible confusion. That's what Rabbi Shimon was saying. It's mixed, there's confusion. These are the two types of forgetting. Shikha that comes from Ofra, which creates a metzius, because something is mamish lost, it's just forgotten. And shikha that comes from ruach, that creates a state of confusion. Hadugma pshutul is a simple example of this is Zocharus Asher Asolucha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. Kayam Ein Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. We can't be Mekam the Mitzvah Mechias Amalek these days. Madua why? Ki Kva Alas Ancheriv Melech Oshur will build Bel Kol Harasai, as the Gemara says, that we can't really identify Amalek now clearly because Sancheriv came and he mixed up all of the nations. That was his tactic to take different nationalities and to bring them, to mix them in Golos one with the other, to take away any sense of national identity. So since then, we don't really know who Amalek is. We have certain theories of who Amalek is. There's a Messiah that we have from different Tzaddikim, but it's mixed up. We can't stop a person in the street and say, hey, you know, you're from Amalek, I'm going to be Mekam the Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. Bilbul be'irvu v'umas, because the nations of the world were mixed up. They were mixed up. Who's Zesha Yotzah Shikha Samalek? So we don't remember Amalek. So this is an example of where we don't find something which is clear in one place. This confusion of the nations has brought about a Messias where we don't remember who Amalek is. We just don't remember. We're confused. All confusion comes from the Yisad of Ruach. Ruach creates motion, movement, golas. In a good way, Ruach brings things together. Like when we'll all be brought back together to Yerushalayim. That's in a good way. Commission is Barla El Shabuch Svenis and the Shabbos and Kulam, that's good. The Kilkul, yes, it's no more regardless. But with Kilkul, the Kilkul of Ruach is, it causes things like different things to get thrown together, blown together, and we don't know things clearly. Things are just in an erbuvia, or in a state of confusion. We don't know what belongs here, what belongs there. Ruach HaMaila Avak, a canal, like a Ruach that kicks up the dust. We can't know exactly what the halacha is because they're all different opinions in different places and things mixed together that we don't have a clear, complete picture of what the halacha is. Zemashe has galah b'dor haflaga. This is what happened by the generation of the dispersion, by the Migdal Bova, by the Tower of Bova, like as Baruch Bila l'svasav, Hashem mixed together their languages. Bilam Lashon Bolu Mu'urva means he mixed them together. Avir Migdal Meshakeach, like we learned last week, that the oxygen, the air of the Migdal caused there to be shikha, confusion. Ezer Shikha Ha'isa Sham, what was the confusion by Migdal Bavel? Himarei Loishakachu was al-Lashonis, they didn't forget languages. Kol al-Lashonis Nesharu, they had all of the languages, the ancient languages. Rakshanasu Mu'urbobos, but they couldn't communicate it anymore because the languages became mixed together one with the other, and it was no longer a pure, clear language number one, language number two, language number three. Instead, there was an erbuvia, a mixing of the languages so that nothing made sense to you. They couldn't make sense to each other. They couldn't communicate with each other. Everybody was talking another language. All the languages were there, but they were all mixed up together. Hakol yidu, everything is known. Rak shenabar, but it's not clear. the tziruf, the combinations are not misudarim, they're not clear. There's a lack of seder. A lack of seder. So for instance now, I'll give you an example of what we're going through right now. With this poison that's in the air of this virus, that I'm having conversations all the time with people who are panicking, frightened, sometimes hysterical. It's getting a little bit less lately than when it started. But I'm every day on the phone for a few hours with people who are at different levels of hysteria. And these are God-fearing from people who certainly believe in Hashem and believe in Hashgacha Pratis and consider themselves to be Bale Amuna and Bale Bitoch. As Mahalach Khan, as the terror and the fear, where does it come from? It's not because they don't remember the principles of faith and they could recite them. It's not that they don't remember that one has to trust in Hashem and they could recite all different psukim and maybe even gemaras and from the Chavos HaLevavos, you know, the Shaar Bitochim, you know, that they, it's not that there's a loss of memory. It's that the Yesodas of Amuna are in a state of irbuvia, of unbelievable confusion. That as a result of this galus of Corona, there's such a bilbul, there's such an irbuvia, that even people who officially remember the principles of Yiddishkeit are not able to put them together into a cohesive message that says, Chazak v'ematz, be strong. Chazak v'ematz. With all that bitachon means, it doesn't mean that it's not possible that you'll get sick. You might get sick, but you're in God's hands. So where's the hysteria from? I would share with you a letter, but I would read it, but it would be embarrassing if the woman who sent it ever found out. It was an email from Eretz Yisrael. And this woman is terrified. She described her fear of not only what's going on, but it seems that what this is leading to is going to be Mashiach. And she's very afraid of Mashiach coming because she doesn't know if she's ready to let go of the things that she's used to in life. And she's afraid of Mashiach coming. How does one understand that? So I wrote back there that this is an emotional issue. You're a person that obviously you're thinking about Mashiach, you believe in Mashiach. How could a believing Jew who knows about Mashiach and is davening for Mashiach, how could a person be terrified that Mashiach is going to be bad for her? How could that be? How could she, the lashonis that she used were the lashonis of terror, of fear. How could she be afraid of that? And the terror is that we all are occasionally, myself included, all of us, we slip up in these things where we know something intellectually, but we don't have a cohesive, clear picture of what it really, really means. We don't have a Mishnah Berurah, Halacha Berurah in one place where that we know would give us the confidence, the bitochen, to be able to contend with such a thing that we're going through right now. There was an excellent email that my wife received from a Yid by the name of Rabinowitz. I would even share it with you. I don't know if I could do that on the phone at the same time. Let me see if I could do that. I hope I don't get lost. Let me see if I could get that. Hold on a second. Bear with me. I'll read it to you. Okay, here it is. Listen. Two of our children asked a very good question over the last couple of days. What would Zaidi Avraham Shomer said about that which we are living through now? The locking down of schools and stores, the staying in our homes. My wife, Miriam, put things in perspective as she contemplated our current situation through the eyes of her father, Rebbe Kiva Eger Schlossel, an enikel of Rav David Avbezin of Munkach, and son of Rav Chaim Yecheskel, the Reish Kol from Munkach. He was in Munkach during the war and spent 3 months hiding in a bunker and many months on the run. which is not in concentration camp. But listen, what might he say if he was here today? You are restricted where to go and how many people can congregate, but you can stay at home and be in your own bed? No bunker? No ghetto? No sleeping with animals in a barn? You, meaning us, you can go to sleep at night and expect to find yourself and your family in the same place in the morning? You have enough food in your home weeks to survive for a few? No rationing of a few grains of barley per person per day? You have water, fresh water to drink and don't need to limit it? You don't have to boil it first? You can go to a bathroom and flush away and don't need to use a pail in a corner with other people around? You can go outside to get food and there is food to be gotten? You can go outside to get food and you won't be shot dead if discovered? You can take a shower with soap, warm water too? You have talus and film? And can daven as long and as loud as you want and not be afraid of being discovered? You can even gather on your own porches and sing Kabbalah Shabbos, not to fill the whole street. You can have a Shabbos suit and have real chicken soup, not a little salt and water, and leave the rest to imagination. Real fish, fresh. Chal and bread, soft and chewy, not hard and moldy. White and not coarse or black. You can get more than one slice a day. You don't have to hide it from other people. You can think about making plans for next month or even next year and have a reasonable chance of keeping those plans. Heat. You can feel your fingers and toes when you wake up. You have air conditioning. You don't feel suffocated by the heat and stench. You have shoes. No holes. More than one pair, really? You have svarim to learn from. All types of svarim. So you can be locked up for weeks and months and you won't die of boredom. You have access to shiurim by phone and or by computer. You have a way to keep in touch with the outside world and at least know that there is an outside world. You can actually know what is happening out there. You can be in touch with family and see how they are doing. You never think that maybe you are from the last ones alive. If you need medicines, you can really get them. You are planning to make a seder with real wine and real matzah, shmur. You have a choice of bakeries, regular or whole wheat, spelt oat. You have enough kazesim for whatever share you desire for each person. You have maror, regular or pre-checked, enough for each. You have chicken, meat too, fresh veggies, non-moldy potatoes, potato peels with something inside, wine, dry, semi-sweet, 4 cups for each, large cups, grape juice too, mavushal and anan, choice of wine by regions and country. There's nothing to complain about. World is okay. All right, so I think that everybody gets the message. Everybody gets the message. And it's very, very clear. And yet, we forget. We forget. So everybody's scrambling to find all of these shiurim and all of these wonderful emails and cute letters and videos and clips and everything to say that there's a God and that he's the Balabas. And now everybody's wondering, what are we going to do with this new information? What are we going to do with this new information? How are we going to handle this new information? This is not new information, but it's in a state of erbuvia. We're just not clear. It's confusing to us. And now that we have to access this, we're forgetting the most basic ingredients of what it means to be a Jew. So people are terrified again. We don't want anybody to be sick. It's terrible, and I have to explain that. That doesn't mean that this is simple. I'm not making any less of what it is or making light of it. Everybody should feel well and everybody should have a yeshua. It's not making light of it. But what this person is saying, like, what would Zaidi say? What would Zaidi say? I wish my father were alive and I would ask him. And I think he'd pretty much be in the same place as this Zaidi for all the Jews who went through those things. But we forget. We forget. The Sikkum, back inside the Sefer, the Sikkum. Gnuzim Shnei Shirashim L'Shikha. There are two Shirashim, two roots of forgetting. Ofar V'Ruach. The earth and air, wind. U'Shnei Mahuyes L'Shikha. Two types of Shikha. Shikha K'Psuta. When you just don't remember something. You don't remember, you don't know. That comes from Yisrael Ofer. Something gets buried. You just don't know it. You don't remember it. You say the offer, Shabbat Yisrael Davar, V'yetzeres Ashkocha Gemura Shalad Davar, causes a complete forgetting. And the shikha that comes from the yisod of ruach, it causes irbuv, confusion, bilbul, chayse seder, bilbul and chayse seder, just a confusion and a lack of seder. So it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we're getting ready to make a seder. From this lack of Seder. That's the avoda now, is to make Seder, to remember things and keep things in perspective. That's all the talks that I'm giving to people in private conversations and shmuzen, is to keep things in perspective. Those who are fixated on their phones and waiting for the news to come from all the different sources of exaggeration and to come from people who are not Bali Amuna and Bali Bitochen, and to become Meshuga with all the different things, and to listen and to listen and to be terrified and to shrivel up in a corner, we're just waiting for the Malach HaMavos to appear, Chas V'Shalom. It's Mamish Lo B'Seder. Mani Yachol Agil Lachem, it's Lo B'Seder. It's Lo B'Seder. A Jew is a different Metzius, and that's not B'Seder. So Hashem wants us to make Seder. That the Seder is Ani Hashem, Ani Lo Malach, Ani Lo Shaliach, Ani Hashem, Ani Hu, Ani Hashem, Lo Lacher, Ani Hu, Lo Lacher. Everything is from Hashem. Everything's from Hashem. So maybe we need to put some blood on the doorposts. But everything is from Hashem. Okay. Shichem Yisadei Ruach, middle of page Reish Yud Zayin. Shichem Yisadei Ruach. Beer and Yonah shall Ashikha Ashnish Ashar Shab Yisait HaRuach near Al Pidiva Gemara. To explain this more, this Shikha that takes place with Ruach, that things are scattered, we become like scatterbrained, we don't have a clear picture of things. This can be understood more based upon the Gemara and Tanis. Sha'ain Divrei Torah Mishtachken Ela BeHesach HaDaas. Torah is forgotten because of Hesach HaDaas, of being scatterbrained, not paying attention, not being focused, being distracted. And I think that's really the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems of our generation is the distraction, being distracted. And because of that, people are simply in a state of Hesach HaDaas. They're distracted by so many things. They're in a place of Hesach HaDaas. I had this one woman that called, and she said that she feels that she's having a nervous breakdown, that she's never made Pesach since she's married, which is like 20 years or something, 15, 20 years, I think. She's never made Pesach. And she has three kids at home, and she doesn't see how it's possible for her to make Pesach. She feels that she's having a nervous breakdown. Again, everybody has their own emotional constitution, you know, who you are. And I'm not making fun, Chas V'Shalom, but like this fellow was writing in his in the email about the Zaydi. It's hard, but it doesn't warrant a nervous breakdown. It doesn't warrant hysteria, pachad, to be able to make Pesach, which she said she's just having with her own family, meaning her husband, and three children. I'm not sure what is the cause for alarm. So she never made Pesach before. Ashreinu, Ashreinu, Ashreinu. That Baruch Hashem, as a result of this miserable sickness, so many Jews are going to be making for the first time their own Pesach. And we're all going to daven hard, very, very hard, that the sickness will go away. But what will remain is the Kedusha of Pesach. Once these people taste how sweet it is to be free of the hotels and of the programs, then they'll be able to stay completely away from all of that. Again, this has nothing to do with my concern over the people who run these things and are losing so much money. I don't want to see that Chas V'Shalom, anybody should lose money. Again, I always repeat these things because there's always one person that goes and runs with something, you know, the wrong place. So don't run with this. I wish only well for all of the people who are running the programs, and everybody should have their money and make money. But at the same time, I haven't hid my feelings towards all of this, all of these Pesach extravaganzas. And we're going to see if after this is over, if after when this ends, when the virus ends, are we going to remember when we make chasnas? What kind of a chasna to make? Are we going to remember that it was possible to have 10, 15 people and to have much bigger simcha when you walk into the same hall that you're angry about having to schlep to, the same hall which has the exact same wedding that they make for a million other people and you were there and they all look exactly the same, and probably the same food that was sitting in the freezer since yesterday's wedding? Are we going to remember that? Okay, I'm not saying it has to be 10, 15 people, but are we going to remember? Are we going to have weddings instead of weddings with 1,500 people that put Jews into hak for the next 10 years, and then we can know most of the people that are on the invitation list? Are we going to remember that? There's so many things we're going to have to daven. We're going to have to daven to try to remember when this passes. And it's not going to be a lapse of memory, total forgetting. It's going to be hesech hadas. Hesech hadas. And Hashem should help us. We shouldn't be Messiah Bas. I should be able to talk to you about these things later on, afterwards, to talk about these things. Because what would be if all of this is going to be forgotten? What's going to be if there'll be Hesach Hadas? No, we're not going to remember the simple sweetness of being able to be home with the people that you love. The simple sweetness of having some time to think, to daven. The simple, simple sweetness of not having to run every second to be someplace else. The simple sweetness of not forcing 1,000 Jews to leave their children to come to a wedding that they have no cheshek to go to because they hardly have a shaychus to you. It sounds terrible, but these are simple things, simple truths that we are mesir das, that we've had just a terrible hesach das from. Terrible hesach das. All the varts, all the vertlach. Again, there should only be simchas. All the vertlach. All the expectations that people have, all the expenses, for nothing, for nothing. Are we going to remember them? Are we going to remember these things? Or are we going to be safe thus? It doesn't mean that we don't have good memories. It just means you get confused. You get distracted. That's called Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas who's there, she yaitza shikha. Hesach Hadas creates shikha. The pastor is Kavanah Shadav Shabaregah, Shadam Messiah has died to Chayzel Lechaimer. Shuham Shakech Menuas Divya Tarim. When a person is not thinking about the Torah that he learned, then he reverts back to his physical existence. He leaves the realm of Torah thoughts, which is Ruchnias, and he returns to the physical realm, and that causes there to be forgetfulness. That's offer. I mean, now we're talking about Ruach, but that's, he turns, so to speak, to the dirt, and he forgets. That caused the person to forget the return of the visa, so he should create a society be a sort of offer. That's be a sort of offer that you forget. In Messiah Das, you forget. When your mind is focused on learning, and you're in that place of the Torah that you're learning, you remember, and you're thinking about it. If you leave, you close the sefer, and you're done with your learning, and you head out to the golf course, or to the bowling alley, or to whatever it is that you know, your gashmius is to be found. So, you're then switching from ruach to chomer, and when you come to the world of chomer, chomer is meshaker. Chomer causes one to forget ruchnius. So we forget. But there's another shikha that comes from Hesach Hadas. Kol zman sheyesh bo das, v'lo mesiach es daito, as long as a person has his das, and he's concentrating, he's not mesiach das, he stays with it. Hadav v'nasa mesuda. Then the thing becomes very mesudar, becomes clear, becomes ordered, orderly, and clear. Das yetzeres seder muvhak. Das creates very, very clear seder. Kashu mesiach es daito, not so doable. When you become distracted, then there's a billable. Hakdekach, that you and I could sit, and our children, our grandchildren could be sitting next to us, and we don't have the slightest idea of what it is that's bothering that kid. Not the slightest idea. You might have a very clear idea of what your client is upset about in the office, at work. You might have a very clear idea of how much he owes you and what your mortgage is and how much money you owe and what's owed to you. You might have a clear idea of that. But as far as your kid who's sitting next to you, you're Mesir Das. Hesir Das. And Kashu Mesir has died, no, it's a bilbul. Then there's a confusion. How could they craft that even a parent doesn't have the slightest idea of what his kid or what her kid is about? Not the slightest little idea. The kid feels that. The parents don't have the slightest idea of who I am or what I'm about. How could that be? Such an erbuvia, such a bilbul, an unbelievable bilbul. Now, Mashiach Baba has Hadas. Mashiach will come when we're distracted. Comes Mashiach Hadas, when you're not sitting and focusing and thinking about him, he'll come. Alav Nemar kol doidi nezeh bo medag elohar mekapis lakvos. Alagvos, that my voice of my beloved is jumping over mountains and hills. Nimso shemikor Hesach Hadas mezgala diluk. Now, Hesach Hadas causes there to be skipping and jumping, right? Because things are not together, scattered. Diluk zeh klapei atikun yoyzer mitzir shagilu Mashiach. Klapei akilkul yoyzer shicha. In the tikkun of shikha, the tikkun of remembering, everything comes back together. We all go back together to Yerushalayim. We're all back together with the Ovis, with the Imos. Everything comes back together. But in the kilkul, it creates shikha, forgetting. Page Reish Yud Ches. Achas mimatanas and mimatnas aniyim. One of the gifts that we give to the poor when working on the field is shikha. Leket shikha and paya. Mai shikha. What is shikha? Adam lo katu. A person was gathering his wheat. Ubederach, and along the way, dileg al chelgman. He skipped a certain part. He skipped. He jumped over a certain part of his stuff. And based upon the laws of shikha, that has to be left for the poor person, depending how much and how it was left. He forgot to gather it. But now he's forbidden according to Halacha to go back and to pick it up. Don't go back and get it. That we see is the Torah's definition of shikha. According to this, forgetting comes from a place within oneself where a person is skipping over. He's leaving things behind. He's not paying attention to things, and he skips them. He misses them. It comes from this dilug benefesh, this part of the soul that is scatterbrained, that forgets, that skips over things, that doesn't stay focused, that's distracted. It's a lack of seder. This is the shikha that is b'yisod haruach, the ruach that scatters everything. B'yisod haruach. Mitzad this, hashikha nitenis la'ani. We give the shikha to the poor person. Shkein ein ani ela b'das. Because the deepest type of poverty, the worst poverty, is das. The person's das is confused. That's a poor person who doesn't have das. Therefore, the Torah says that anything that you forgot in the field that comes from this skipping over, this lack of attention and focus, that comes from distraction, it goes to the poor person. Because the poor person is a muscle of the impoverished mind, the mind that is simply not focused. So we give to the poor person. Nimseifa, Shashikha mi yisayda ruach, hi be'etzem siluk adas. Shikha that comes from ruach is be'etzem siluk adas, a loss of attention, focus. Doesn't mean blanking out, not to have a memory. It means confusion, a lack of clarity and focus, distraction. Therefore we understand that in the days following the death of Moshe Rabbeinu and all of Kaius was not avelus, there were halachas that were forgotten. Hay Moshe b'chin is das, because Moshe is das. The ain't divrei Torah mistachin ela b'hascha das. And the only way the Jew forgets Torah is if he's not staying focused on that. He's distracted. That's called hascha das. K'divrei ha-gemara she'hizkan. V'chein b'shosh nistalik Moshe, therefore Moshe b'chin died, and Moshe was the das of the Jewish people, so there was this huge confusion and distraction that took place as a result of Moshe b'chin's death. Mr. Lekes Adas. No, Adaloyada. Mr. Lekes Adas. Chola have Chonish al Shikha. We began a certain type of Shikha with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. A certain type of Shikha with Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Kedivag Moshe Skan, Lechem Bishosh, Mr. Alek Moshe, Mr. Lekes Adas, Chola have Chonish al Shikha. Where does the tikkun come from? For the shikha that comes from the Yisrael HaRuach. Yeshnam shnei mahalche tikkun. The two mahalchim of tikkun. Havchona hapshuta shel hatikkun huachzoros hadaaz. The simple tikkun of shikha is the return of daaz. Yechol sheyeh ribui daaz, the more daaz there is, so the less forgetting there is. The more concentration, the more focused, the less shikha. The author of our sefer, Rav Schwartz, just came out with another sefer, one of many, many sefer, on the subject of rikus, on the subject of concentrating and being focused. That's a tikkun of shikha. So this concentration and mindfulness is to overcome shikha. Aval avchana hamuka yosef. There's a deeper understanding. Tumu b'divrei Chazal b'medrash that's hidden in the medrash. B'shoah she'shomu Yisrael anoichi Hashem lekecha. That when Bnei Yisrael heard at Har Sinai Hashem saying anoichi Hashem lekecha. Nitka Talmud Torah Belibam. Talmud Torah became fixed in their hearts. And we were learning and we weren't forgetting. Everything became fixed. Permanent. They came to Moshe and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Te'asa Shliach Ben Haseinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we need you to be the Shliach in between us and Hashem. You speak to us, not directly from Hashem, so that we won't die. And what was the benefit that came from this? From not hearing directly? We once again were forgetting our learning. And they said the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu was of flesh and blood. He lives and then he dies. So when it comes to Torah learning, there's a time that you remember it. There's a time that it dies. It's gone. We had Chazru Bam al Moshe and Amal. They came back to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Levai Yigalanu Pam Shnia. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's bad that we're forgetting everything. Could you reveal it to us again? We forgot so much. Levai Yishakenim Neshika Espiyu. If only we could be kissed by the kisses of Hashem's lips to remember everything. Levai Yitzka Talmud Torah V'Libeinu. K'mashai Halavai Halavai Torah would be fixed in our hearts and we wouldn't forget it the way that it was for a short time before. Amlam Einzu Achsav. So no Moshe, and it said that can't be anymore. Ain't so after that can't be anymore. I will also love you, but in the future it will be Shnemav Nasatias Terasi Bekirbam, Balibam Echtavena, that the Torah will be, they'll have the Torah inside of them in their kishkes, and it will be inscribed upon the heart. Claimer, Ba'ilam Azeh Kibalnu is a Torah Mipi Moshe Benu Shu Basa Vadam. In this world we receive the Torah from Moshe Benu, whose flesh and blood. K'mashinemar Daber Itonu Atu Imanu V'Nishma V'Ali Daber L'Kim Panombos. We said, we want to hear the Torah from you, Moshe Benu, not from Hashem, because if we hear it from Hashem, we'll die. L'chein Chol Hashifa. Therefore, this forgetfulness. Because Moshe Benu is a boss of Adam, it's flesh and blood. And flesh and blood disappears from this world. Lumazais, La'asa Lavo in the future, Shenizka L'kabal Torah Mipumad D'Kutshabichu, and we're going to be zechut to see the Torah directly from Hashem's mouth. Yishakenim in the Shikra Espiu. Directly from Hashem's mouth. Kema Shahayi Banach Hashem, like it was when we heard Anach Hashem Akach straight from Hashem's mouth, until we asked for it to go through Moshe Benu. Shom lotoch lashif, and that Torah there will never be forgetfulness. The Torah that we hear directly, that we are going to hear directly from Hashem's mouth, that Torah is never ever going to be forgotten. In Cain, page Reish Yutes, Ba'imek Eicha knows Shorash Hashicha Ba'ilum. In truth, where does Shicha come from? Well, Husku Divya Gemara Be'eruv and Shorash Hashicha Ba'ilum Hayakev and Shnistavuluch. We spoke about the broken luchos. But Ba'imek Yosef Megamlan Chazal Shorash Hashicha Sheyesh Ba'ilum Humachmas Shekibalnu. As a Torah from Moshe, who bust with them. The real root of Shikha is that we receive the Torah from Moshe Benu, who is a flesh and blood. So when we said Moshe Benu, we can't hear directly from Hashem. Please, you be an intermediary, please. So from that moment, there is forgetfulness of Torah. Once we dragged a human being back into that position of revealing the Torah. So then we have shikha, we have forgetfulness. Then there's already hesach hadas. Shar shikha and kain eno rak mitzad shiras luchas. So the forgetting doesn't only come from the broken luchas. And we said etzem rotsim l'dabim Moshe Benu v'lo l'dabim akash baruch. But actually, from the rotsim to speak to Moshe Benu, to have an intermediary and not to hear directly from Hashem, we were afraid of that. And we can understand the chilik. What's the chilik? What's the chilik between hearing it from Moshe Benu or hearing it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? When we hear it from Hashem, then it's like hearing, it's like the kisses from his lips. So means the shleimus of dibur of speech, of communication with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Like when we heard Anochish straight from Hashem's mouth, that was pure communication and a connection between each and every Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Hashemir HaMadaber. And if you would hear the voice of Hashem the way we're going to hear it when Mashiach comes, then we would hear Hashem in a clear an absolute way. In a clear way. That's the ultimate tikkun. Hay is a tikkun gomel shmei kol Hashem b'ayfim barur, zui ruach shleima. Then we would be able to hear the Torah completely from Hashem's mouth in a way that's completely clear. That's called ruach shleima. Ruach shleima. Okay, we're going to stop here. We're going to finish up Mitzvah on the Parak next Erev Shabbos. Everybody should feel well and feel only the service titles.